Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So now it's 9:30. Everyone's back at the house. And Jasmine's saying, oh my God, I miss all the drama, whatever, you know, and Jesse is saying, you know, it's hard not to be mean. I'm just surrounded by mean energy all the time. And then Lacey and Jesse are like putting stuff away in their closet. And it's, she's never heard of an accordion closet, I believe. And so that's a new thing that she learns about.
She's like, what even is that? That's stupid.
And it's like, wow, this one. So Jesse's like, okay, you know, he's trying to play nice. And she's like, you need to say sorry for that entrance because you're like whiny. Like, ugh, you're giving me the ick. He's like, okay, let's get you settled in. He's talking to her like a little kid. He's like, okay, get out of your fancy dinner dress. She's like, ooh, don't touch me. I still have the ick.
And then meanwhile, Janet's in a room with Michelle and Brittany and some other women. And Janet is like, she's in this like Barca Lounger thing, this massage chair. And she's like, oh my God, she said six girls were ganging up on her all at once. Nobody was ganging up on her. Yeah, she said a year ago, I said to her, I knew that you auditioned for The Housewives. Get off that shit. No.
She's like, I can't get off this chair squeezing my feet. What does she even care what I think? I'm like a fan of hers, you know? And Michelle's like, if anybody was ganging up on somebody, it was her ganging up on me. The way that G game alone at me, that is a gang up. Amen. And the only thing, you know, I said the only thing I don't like is that you sent my friend a legal letter. And Lala's like, well, has she apologized to you for that?
No, never. And then Janet is now like, the chair is like tilting her up, like doing like an overhead leg extension or something like that. Janet's like, oh no, oh my God, I'm doing an extend. Oh no, it's stretching me out. Oh my God, oh my God. And Brittany's like,
I can't breathe. Oh my God, I can't breathe. This is hilarious.
So Zach and Luke are chatting outside. And Luke's like, oh man, why does she have to go so dark, bro? Oh, shut up, Luke.
I'm just like concerned because like Kristen seemed like she was in a very negative headspace because like I know Kristen's just like going through so many things. So like what happened today, Van Gogh?
And he's like, well, you know, it's being parents of a 3-month-old and we're first-time parents. And, you know, sometimes she just gets to the point where she takes things out on people that she loves.
Yeah, and me. Like you and me both.
And he starts crying. Luke's like, yeah, that's us. And I just want to feel respected and loved. And I don't get that.
And Luke is like, the constant criticism is hurtful. You're engaged to Kristen Doty and you chose this path. And it sticks with me and it makes me question, am I a good dad? Am I failing Kristen? Am I even a good person? The answer is no, yes, no.
I was going to say, I'm questioning those things too. And I'm not even you.
So he's like, I just want things acknowledged that she doesn't mean them. Like she just tell me like I snapped and lost my mind. But regardless, I shouldn't have said those things. And I'm sorry. And I love you. And I want to live with you the rest of my life. And I love our daughter together. Just whatever, you know, in our first night out, dude, it was like our first night out. First time ever, both leaving Kaya. We got into a fight. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, because, I know that. So sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
You got into a fight because she asked you to like come home and not pass out on the sofa. And you did. And she was mad at you. You got into a fight because you did things that she requested you not to do.
She's getting mad because what's more important to you is going out and getting shit-faced when you have stuff to do and then acting like she's a bitch from hell when she asks for some help. I saw this video the other day, this TikTok, of this guy. It's this guy going, straight guys I see. And he's just, all the guy does is roll his eyes. It's like a reaction video. And he's showing all these videos of women walking with like a stroller, two babies, a bag, a tent, a stork on her head, trying to find a place at the beach. And then the husband's just walking behind her carrying nothing, you know, looking around. Yeah. Or then you see like a woman putting 5 kids in the car, you know, and then, you know, typing out their taxes and then, you know, playing a bugle and then, you know, like changing the oil on the car. And the man's just sitting in the front seat, like getting air conditioned. That's what the guys on this show remind me of. And then they're like, what? Why can't I just get some respect? What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. How are you helping in this situation? What are you really contributing?
Yeah, Zach, so Zach gives, like, a monologue, and he's like, you know, and like, you guys, like, I don't know why I'm crying. You should be crying, but, like, you know, like, God knows she's trying, you know, but she needs you to support her, and you are everything she needs at the moment when she needs it, but you're such a good person, and you're so good to Kristen, and, like, the best parent to Kaya, and that's all that matters. Ugh, oh, my God, am I running spray town down my face?
It's just been a long time since I felt the appreciation of what you just said about me. And that's not something I hear. There are, like, times I feel like I'm fighting for us and she's fighting against me. And that's it. That's all there is to it. Because never thought there was that potential that I'd be in a really dark place when I have a newborn baby with Kristen. Like, that's not something I've ever considered. But, like, with Kristen, it's like, okay, okay. The point, Zach, I mean, Luke, you just got to get over it. I'm sorry. Help your wife out. Help your wife. Okay.
Yeah, I think this would be easier, different, maybe if we saw, you know, Luke, like, carrying around the baby, carrying in the stuff, doing everything, and then Kristen just constantly berating him. But that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing all the complaints we're seeing of Luke is, I can't go fishing when I want to. I can't go get shit-faced when I want to. Ugh, she doesn't feel good? Well, how am I supposed to know what it's like in her body? I guess I'll just stay here and get shit-faced with everybody else. You know, that's all we're seeing from you, Luke. So if we're only seeing a fraction of what she's seeing, so God help her.
Yeah. Then we see people doing various things. Tom texts Kiana, like, love you so much, have a safe flight. You know, she's like, has her sunglasses on the plane, like, oh my God, just got a text from Tom. Oh my God, I'm a model. And then, Jesse's checking to see if Kristen's okay. And then Brittany is FaceTiming Brandon. And then, like, a whole bunch of people are in the kitchen hanging out. So Jason is like, hey, are you guys talking shit over there? He's like, no, we are just recapping. And Jason's like, yeah, well, you were kind of like out of 10 for no reason tonight, like out of nowhere. It sort of escalated to a whole thing, bro. He's like, I wasn't out of 10. So, oh, yeah. Oh, really? We go into 11? And so Zach's like, wait. Apologize right now. Apologize. You guys apologize.
Okay, well, if you want an apology, then you don't meet somebody at the door with, like, hey, crazy guy. That's not how you greet. Oh, are you learning this from, Lacey? This is not how you say, this is not how you do it. This is how you need to do it. And Jason's like, well, I figured by then you'd calm down. Cause, like, you know, it was like, whoa, it was like up here. Well, I'm always calm and it wasn't there. Okay. it escalated. And so Jason's like, yeah, Jesse was acting like a way normal human beings just don't act in restaurants, even places called Draft. Okay.
Yeah.
And, like, if he hadn't gotten so involved, then they could have had a conversation, but he made it much worse, which, agreed. So Lacey's like, but real talk, did you apologize to Jason for yelling? Cause I can't with the yelling. So, like, she is why I like Lacey. I like her. She's like, yeah, you were wrong in that one. Apologize.
And she stays on him. She really stays on him. Yeah. Like, she really does wear the pants in this relationship. And she's like, apologize. He's like, okay, fine. I'll apologize for yelling when she was walking at the restaurant. She's like, no, you can't yell at people because it really triggers me. He's like, I understand that. So anyway, now Lacey's talking to Zach and Brittany and Janet on the side. And Lacey's saying, you know, it triggers me when he yells because I don't like the yelling. It's triggering me. And Janet's like, well, just tell him to shut the fuck up. She's like, no, I mean, like, you guys, like, I get really triggered. So then Brittany inserts herself and she's like, well, I think at some point you and Michelle should have a conversation about this, by the way. You guys should have a conversation. And Michelle's like, about what? I am literally right here. I'm like, Brittany, it's not you.
I didn't know you were right there. I should have known when the microwave started fritzing out. Okay. So, you know, we should clear the air with that. Okay. You know, this whole, like, cease and desist stuff, you know.
Yeah, you guys should really talk about it, you know. Brittany, this is not like a, hey, you guys had a misunderstanding. This is like this is a marriage situation with stepmother.
This is a divorce.
Ex. You don't be like, oh, you guys should talk about that right now. It's like, if they're not ready to talk, this is not smart.
Well, I was the one that got it, by the way, the Z's and the Z's. So why did my friends not get it? But I got it. And she's like, well, I knew what you guys were doing. Well, I was not doing anything, but you threatened to zoom me.
Michelle, I spent money to try and get you to stop talking about me. Well, I wasn't talking about you. You talk about me. Your boyfriend talks about me. She's like, Michelle. She's like, Lacey. It's like, Michelle, you don't have to be mean to me. I'm getting triggered by you being mean to me. And your first text to Jesse about me was, do you really want to like fight and not like whatever, right? I'm actually like too triggered to even remember what the rest of the text said. Yeah, she's
saying like, I mean, your first text, okay? I mean, are we going to fight right now? And Michelle's like, I do not want to fight. I don't care. Like, Michelle's a little too heated for the situation and Lacey's just staying calm. She's like, okay. Well, your first text to Jesse about me, she goes, I do not care. She goes, when I was hanging out with your child was, she's ugly. She'll never be my daughter's stepmom. She has too much plastic surgery. Jesse, can I have your phone so we can show her this text? And she goes, yes, bull up the degs, to bull it up. So Jesse's saying when they first started dating, Michelle hadn't filed for divorce yet. And he would go to Lacey for advice and he would share as much as he could with her. Oh, I'm sure. And Lacey's like, yeah, I think it's ridiculous to make fun of another woman's appearance.
So we see Michelle's text and they're like, look at all the crap you've said about me, yet you've already introduced her to a fake OC girl. And also things like, I don't approve of a girl who looks like that to be Isabella's stepmom. And I hope you don't end up with somebody like that for Isabella's sake.
She's like, Michelle, you were mean to me. She goes, you were mean to me. You were mean to me. She goes, no, I wasn't. And you pushed Jesse through a window.
What?
Michelle's like, I love this because Michelle was just escalating. She's like, okay, so what about you pushing Jesse through a window? She's like, are you joking right now? I'm bugging Biz. I pushed you through a window, Jesse. And Jesse's like, oh, we're going there? Yeah, she did. She pushed me through a window. And Tom's like, whoa, wow, you really are strong, Michelle. I find that so attractive in a person. And Michelle's like, really? You are telling a story about when we were married?
So Michelle's version is, I did not push Jesse out of a window last year. He was drunk and was so upset that I had asked for a divorce and he was in my way. So I softly got him out of the way and he took some steps back and drunkenly hit the window and then said, oh my God, you just pushed me through a window. Then his version is, she was doing a huge commercial deal that I had been helping her on. And she said, that's my deal. We're not splitting it. She jumped over the bed and I was folding laundry and she pushed me back and my arm went through the window in my bedroom.
Okay, so all the stories cobbled together, she didn't push you through a window. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
your arm went through a window. Go. If you look out the window, do you consider that jumping out a window? No, she did not push you out the window. Stop it. So Lala's like, why are we talking about this right now? And Lacey's like, yeah, this is the unfair thing that keeps happening. I'm screamed at. I'm called names. And Lala's like, because you're throwing crazy shit out there. And Jasmine's like, oh my God, everyone's so insane. Okay. Like, I don't know if it's just Michelle feeling a type of way because, you know, she's seeing Jesse happy, but this is nuts. And Lacey's like, Michelle, I apologize that I brought up the window thing.
You don't know what happened. You weren't there. You did not see the window. And Jesse's like, why are we even arguing? As if he has not been pitting these women against each other. Although in this case, it was Brittany. And Brittany's like, yeah, you guys have already worked past a lot of the stuff. So we're just rehashing a lot of bad stuff. So stop doing that. And Jesse's like,
you started it. Fucking Brittany. This is so Brittany. I'm glad Jesse called it out because this is so Brittany to be like, y'all need to talk. God, you need to talk about your divorce stuff and the cease and desist. Why are we rehashing old stuff?
Yeah, because Jesse's like, Brittany was the one who said, let's talk about the past. And Brittany will start the fire and then just slide into the shadows. And they just show her. She's just on her phone texting, ignoring this fight that she is allegedly invested in. And so he's like, I don't know if Brittany is sneaky or she's just been trained by Jax to be that way. I mean, you're the one that's friends with Jax, so.
What's that?
I said, you're the one that's friends with Jax, Jesse. He's like trying to throw the Jax stuff around as if he's not friends with Jax.
And Lacey's like, well, the amount of text she sent to Jesse making fun of my appearance and saying I'll never be Isabella's stepmom because I have plastic surgery and I'm ugly. Of course I'm triggered. And he's like, nothing productive's coming out of this, okay? And Jasmine goes, just sign the divorce papers. Move the fuck on.
So Michelle's like, divorce me, please, divorce me. And Jesse goes, oh, do it for me. I'm performative. Do it for me. And Jesse goes, what? she's performative because like Jesse's doing a whole thing. He's doing like a whole performance. Like his arms are in the air like, oh, whoa, I'm Michelle. I'm performative. And Jason's like, you realize you're the one that's being performative right now, right?
Okay. Yeah. So Janet, Lala, Michelle, and Brittany go to the side. And Janet's like, oh my God, they fucking started that. I mean, I hate to be like kindergarten, but like she went low first. And I hate that you reacted to that. I wish you didn't, but you took the bait, Michelle. She's like, yes, I did. And Michelle's like, you know, and then him, you, like you're playing his part. You're playing this part. And Lala says, well, he's projecting onto you because he has no money and he's got a girl that barely even likes him a little. And like she tolerates his presence. Okay. But if he needs to project onto you because he's living a pretty miserable life, then just let him. Who cares?
It's pretty good advice. So then it's a new day. It's a new day. This is a tense first day, but now we're in a new day and everyone's going to go to the San Diego Zoo to go on like a safari thing and feed animals. And it's going to be great and wonderful. And in fact, some of them are already feeding animals because there's a petting zoo attached to this house. So they're looking at that. And Zach and Lala are talking about going, taking a shower and stuff. And Jasmine's telling Lacey to not take shit from anybody. Like, don't let these girls bully you and make you feel like anything, okay?
Hey, guys, are you worried that Tom's not going to do anything this episode? Don't worry. Here he is. Tom's like, whoa, Lala, I got to tell you something. Last night I had this, like, fleshly intense carnal sex dream, and you were involved in it.
Michelle's like, what? It's like, yeah, I swear. I'm not trying to be lewd or like, wait, so you were super dirty to me? Yeah, and I'm going to take it to the grave, except that I just announced it right now. And I erased it from my memory, especially because I'm in a relationship. Oh my God, this is so awkward. Oh,
how do I even look you in the eye? We were so freaky. And she's like, yeah, I just don't see him like slapping ass or like choking out. I just don't. I see him kind of being like, yeah, this was fun. Like maybe like with his like glasses all steamed up. His socks are probably still on, you know.
This will be a question on the reunion. Schwartz, you're still having sex dreams about Lala. Tell us about the dreams. How big were her boobs in your dream? Really big, super big, or extremely big?
Tell us all about the sex dreams.
So then Michelle's like, did you wake up with a boner? And then Tom's like, what? You can't ask me that. I'm like, okay, fire this man. Get him off the show. Seriously. This is so stupid.
God, what a waste. So now Jason's talking about how he has to go to a work dinner, so he's going to leave early. And then Janet's really excited for giraffes. They're really good at skee-ball. So Luke and Kristen have a chat on a swing. And Luke's like, wow, what a beautiful swing. She goes, yeah, feels like a rocking chair. Guys, it's a swing. So he's like, this is where he's wearing his shirt. He's like, oh, don't you love my shirt that I'm wearing of our faces? Isn't it so reminiscent? And so she's talking about how she's feeling bloated. And she's like, yeah, I know you don't want to hear about it. But, you know, like everybody's like pregnancy. Like, you know, it's just so gnarly, you know. And that's why I get anxiety about leaving the house. I'm like in my comfort zone there. You know, like I just want to be with her and go to bed.
And Luke says, yeah, I don't know what you're going through. And I'm just trying to be as empathetic and as patient as possible. Can you like not say patient? Because it makes it seem like there's like a ticking clock before you lose your mind and you're going to leave her. Or like, it's like, just, I just don't think patient is like a good word to use with this situation here. And so he says, it just does wear on me. And I just feel like the times where I start getting short is when like, I feel like I'm being treated a way that I don't deserve. Like I'm not necessarily doing it to you, but if it just builds up and just like, I don't know, I get defensive and like, I'm just keeping it short. She's like, yeah. I think that like when either of us is defensive in whatever amount, I think that's like what the problem is. Yeah. And so now he's like going on again about how like, I just,
he's like, yeah, like, she's like, sometimes you're sharp and when you're sharp, I don't even know what I'm doing wrong, but I hear you being sharp and you know, like, I don't mean to be this way. I just need you to be like, I don't mean to be this way towards you. You know, because even if you said that, that would take the weight off my chest.
Yeah. So she says, well, I just get so overwhelmed so that I'm not like, you know, I don't know. But I agree with you. It's not fair. I mean, look, a guy has a right to say, hey, I'm trying to be there for you as much as possible. And I feel like sometimes you're being a little mean to me. That's fine. But like, not the what about me? What about me? It's like, okay, enough. So Kristen talks about how she had anxiety even before she had her baby. And sometimes she feels rage and sometimes she feels sadness and things come out crazy. And she's, you know, she's a lot of it's directed at Luke and she basically doesn't want to mess it up and she feels really bad about it.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to take it out on you. So they kind of make up. And now they go to the San Diego Safari Park. And so they get there and Danny's like, oh, baby, what are we doing with the baby? He's coming with us. Are you serious? She's like, if you have a problem with something, you also need to have a solution with me, for me, Danny. Take her to the shelter. There's a solution.
Yeah, I think Danny forgets that this baby is like not on a bottle. So it has to be with Nia to eat. So yeah. They get on the what did you say?
Yeah. So they get on. Yeah. I was just agreeing with you. So they get on the. They're getting on this bus thing and the safari cart or whatever it is. And he is like, babe, the baby. Why are you not helping the baby? He's like, oh, my goodness. Is Lena not coming? Don't we have a nanny for this? OK, so why can't what's happening with her? It's like, but the baby needs to come up here. It means you're in charge. But what with her? Yeah, she needs help. She's got a backpack. She's got a carrier and it's coming up steps with a baby carriage thing. He's like, she doesn't. You know what? You didn't tell her anything. You didn't tell her anything. You need to be in charge, Daniel. Oh, God.
It's now like we're back to the ass.
It's like we're just switching from shitty man to shitty man. Now it's our turn for Danny.
I just feel like Danny just like helped bring the thing up and into the thing. Like it's just not a hard ask. It really isn't. And Nia tells us, Daniel is like super ready to enjoy Safari Park and I want to join him, but I have the baby and I feel like I'm juggling so much and taking care of all the little details and I just want him to be there with me. It sounds to me like they hired this babysitter, but they didn't actually get on the same page of like what they wanted to use this babysitter for. It sounds like in his mind, it was like the baby's going to be with the babysitter all weekend and they'll check in once in a while. And in her mind, it's like, I'll have the babysitter and when I'm not feeding the baby, I will hand the baby off to her and then we can do some stuff. But like the baby will be with us the entire time.
Yeah. So he's like, do you need her with us? She goes, yeah, she's hungry. I need to nurse her 10 minutes ago, Daniel. And Kristen's like, oh, my God, I want to be in a better place after our conversation with Luke. I want to be softer. So maybe I can, you know, I mean, I'm willing to even offer myself as tribute and sit on the same van as Janet.
So they get in the separate trucks to go through this this safari, and it's like really fun. And you know, the sun is beaming in because they're sort of open air trucks. And Nia is trying to feed the baby, and Danny's like, "So what are we doing with this baby right now?" Well, she's staying with us the whole next 90 minutes. He's like, "What? What?" He's like so angry. He's like so angry that his child is with them. And by the way, this very family friendly activity.
Yeah, I just, yeah, exactly. He's got a baby at a safari park. That's where the children are supposed to be, Danny. So they're talking about elephants. They're being shown elephants. And Kristen's like, I have so much sympathy for them. Caw-caw! And then Nia's like, you know, it's really hot for a baby. She should be in the shade. I'm just worried about how hot. Daniel, why are you laughing? He's like, what? Why are you laughing? He's like, there's just a lot going on. And now he stands up. Like to like look out the thing. He's so frustrated. And she's like, Danny, I'm overwhelmed. Our baby's hot. I'm hot. And there's nowhere to cool her off. So it's a lot. Can you be attuned to me? Like, look inside that green bag. Maybe there's something we can fan her with. You know, because you're not attuned to me if you're making those faces, Daniel.
So then he's not helping at all. At one point, we do see him hold the baby, like for like 1 second. But like she then has to go and pull out this hat, you know, to fan the baby with. And the baby's miserable. We see
isn't that like the safari person's hat that they hand her to fan?
Maybe
the baby?
It was. But it was like the point was that Danny was like, you figure it out. You decided to bring the baby on here. So now it's your responsibility because I'm on vacation and I didn't sign up to have my baby to be on this safari thing. So if there's an issue with the baby, that's on you because I said leave the baby with the babysitter. That's exactly what his face is saying right now.
Yeah. So now they're going zip lining and, Zach and Lacey are like, fuck that. We're not doing that. Yeah. So they go get a drink.
Yeah, exactly. Even if Channing Tatum said like, I'll make out with you if you zip line, I like would not even do it. So they all go down and they all get like, harness in the crotch activity happening, which is
I love that the tour guide's like, okay guys. be sure not to scream because it scares the animals. And every single one of them's like,
I know, every single one of them.
I wonder if that's ever worked, telling people not to scream on a zip line.
No.
So Michelle's like, Lala's saying, okay, you should go talk to, you should go talk to Lacey, okay? And she's like, okay, just tell me how to start it. She goes, you're going to be friendly, but you're going to have to be stern when you say, like, what happened last night? Well, never happen again, bitch.
Yeah. So Michelle goes up with, Lacey, can we speak, please? This is obviously very awkward. I'd like to go first. I don't want what happened yesterday to ever happen again. And I've tried my hardest with Jesse to move forward and try to co-parent. Lacey's like, okay, so what happened yesterday? Oh, you mean when you guys all went in another room and made fun of me behind my back? Yeah, I would love it if you didn't do that anymore. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, totally.
No, she's really like, well, first and foremost, I apologize and I feel horrible and I want to have mutual respect. And I know it's probably hard because of him. Okay. But I don't want to be like against you. And I've never wanted to be against you. And Michelle's like, it's not about you, though. I've had discussions with Jesse as a father. For example, Jesse and I as parents agreed not to introduce people. But you introduced a guy last season. Do you not forget that you had that weirdo big-eyed boyfriend that you had around your daughter all the time? So that's kind of weird.
Yeah. She's like, but you texted Jesse, and this is on him for showing me, and he shouldn't show me your private information, and we can agree on that. And he showed me your text where you were like, I don't want that thing around Isabella. You will never be, that will never be her, your stepmom. Look at her face. Do you remember saying that? Well, first of all, you have to imagine me as a mother having just watched the latest season of House of the Dragons. I'm like, oh my God, Aegon Targaryen is going to steal my daughter and destroy her. So you have to understand how scary it was for me.
She's like, I do. That's why I called you, Michelle. Like, I understand how weird that could be. That's why I tried to call you. And she's like, there is a gar outside. There is a woman in the gar. And the agreement was we are not introducing women. And it's not aid for you. I was angry at Jesse because he makes all of these rules and he's constantly trying to control me. And Lacey's like, I'm just literally seeking out a mutual agreement of doing better. I'm not trying to fight. Because Michelle's like getting amped. And Michelle's like, well, I'm trying to do the same thing. And what I ask from you is do what you say. Like, you say you want to be good. So don't trigger me. Don't trigger me. Oh my God, everybody is triggered. Like, every single 90% of these people are triggered today.
Mm. So Michelle says, I left that marriage for a reason. And I have worked on myself and trying to forgive and move forward. Because I know you're frustrated. And I understand that. And I would never intentionally cross your boundaries. But this is a year compiled of me hearing from time after time and that text. And I never texted anyone about your appearance. I never would do that to you, Michelle. But I don't text people about your appearance. I don't think you understand. He attacked me all the time. You have no idea. You only get one side of the story.
Wow, so Michelle's just not going to apologize. She's not going to give her an inch. She's not going to be like, mm-hmm. I'm so sorry I called you an ugly heathen, like with, you know, rubber face.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, how hard is that, Michelle, to just say, I'm sorry I called you ugly. I was mad at Jesse. Why is that so hard? She can't even, she's just like, nope. Nope. Jesse dated you and that wasn't cool, period. So you need to understand that.
Lacey actually has a pretty, I think, not enlightened, maybe the word is enlightened, but she has a pretty good response, which is like, well, I'm not a doctor, but I go to a lot of therapists and I just sort of feel like Michelle probably has her own trauma. And at this point, my goal is to get along with her. So I have to focus on my goal and I'd rather focus on getting along with her than being right in this conversation. So whatever, I'm just gonna move forward.
So Michelle's like, look, I've kept a lot private and I don't talk about things that happen in my marriage. And I'm sure you've heard some stories. And I think talking about my past and my marriage when you're not in it is inappropriate. And I've worked on forgetting it and moving past it. And so Lacey's like, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. And I don't want to go there with especially you. And I apologize, you know? So let's just do better. And she's like, we will move forward. She's like, okay, so I'm glad we could move forward. I'm sorry again. I felt like an asshole. And Michelle's like, well, I felt all over yelling because I don't really yell. It takes a lot for me to cry and yell. So even this, she's like, okay, I'm sorry you made me yell. I'm like, eesh, yeah. Michelle, geez, just tell the girl you're sorry you called her ugly. My God.
Michelle goes, I'm actually a very happy person. Yes. 3 years in, I that's what I think about. I'm like, oh, there's that very happy Michelle Lolly. Just sunshine and rainbows all the time. Michelle Lolly.
So I even rhymed things like, don't say gay. Actually, that did not rhyme. Never mind. But it was fun for me. So they walk back and join the rest of the group. And so Kristen's like, well, but Lala, when I think of your boobs, I think of the heart tattoo. Isn't that?
She's like, no. Remember when you squirted milk all across the dining room table when Ocean was a little baby? Remember that? I walked in and you were like, it's going everywhere. And then I'm sitting here, I'm just like squeezing my boob. I'm like, come on, bitch. Come on, you bitch. Come on. Get the milk out. Come on.
You were like, I'm leaking. And it just shot out. And I was like, whoa, that was my first real moment of what breastfeeding is like. And then I'm sitting here like squeezing, like trying like at the well, like, come on, something.
So they're all just like, Lala asks if everything is good with Michelle and Lacey. And it's good. And then Lacey's like, by the way, Jesse, you should apologize for last night too. He's like, God damn it. I can't get out of this. He's like, I'll have my moment and it's not right now. She's like, no, you should do it. You should do it. He's like, I will do it, but whatever. So then Nia, they're all lining up for a photo and Nia goes, guys, I have a quick announcement. We have to head back right now, but we have a surprise. The girls and I have been planning a pageant. It's going to be a male pageant.
Oh, God. We have costumes. Oh, my God. So she tells us her pageant idea because she's a pageant girl, guys. So they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to dress you like girls, guys. It's going to be so hilarious. And Kristen's like, yeah, Luke, you're going to be like Ariel, the Little Mermaid, but it's a bride. He's like, wow, I'm my own hall pass. I guess I'll be masturbating tonight. Is that what you're saying? Wow, his hall pass is Ariel.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about that, too.
So Brittany's like, yeah, that's why we were at the costume store, guys. I know all of you guys were wondering, why were they at the costume store? What were they doing, buying dishes? Guess what? We're buying costumes. It all makes sense now.
So now they head back to the house. And Zach's like talking about Four Loko. He's like, let's just say it's a very, very special drink that has the word loco in it for a reason.
So now the women are getting the guys into drag. And then Danny is like, Nia, get me ready. And Nia's like, I'm going to just chill. I need to nurse her to sleep. There's just like so much going on. Yeah, well, listen, if this was a Magic Mike pageant right now, oh, it'd be game over in 2 seconds.
Don't flatter yourself, buddy.
Yeah,
it's like we were saying when we were watching the McBee's trailer and they go to a strip club. We're like, yeah, that's not Magic Mike. That's just Mike. That's just Mike. Don't flatter yourself. So it's like, yeah, get me ready. So meanwhile, Zach is like, this is my first drag experience ever. And I'm so excited. Like the breastplate alone, I can't. So the boys are all putting on their boobies and cracking up. And so then, of course, Tom's like, wow, I kind of like this dress, Michelle. She's like, that is Lala's.
So, and then Luke is like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever done, babe. Because Kristen's putting Luke in this like white, like in Ariel's wedding dress, but he just sort of looks like a mummy with a red wig on. Ultimately, he looks very, very strange. And then Tom's saying how I love getting into drag, but everyone told me I'm the ugliest woman, like unanimously. And then we see flashbacks to him in New Orleans on Vanderpump Rules, not making a beautiful woman in drag.
They really need to stop flashing back to Vanderpump Rules because it just reminds you of what was, you know, that we come back to Danny and Nia. He's like, Nia, they've been getting ready for 20 minutes. We're here to win. What are you doing? She's like, I know. I just need to put the baby down. Well, you're here to win. I'm here to win. So let's do it. I'm doing my best, Daniel. Well, do you even know what you're doing here, Nia? Do you even know? She's like, I feel like you're being really critical and it's hard for me to function, Daniel. No, it's not. Okay, shirt off. Let's go. You're in charge, so be in charge. And he's getting really mean and he's wearing this stupid blonde wig on his head.
Yeah.
Which
well, at first
makes like, it even worse. And it's like, oh, oh God.
I thought, was he doing some weird character? Like, yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win. Like he was getting into character as like some sort of athlete. But I started to feel like, no, he's not, because if he is in character, and I'm not going to give him that, but if he is in character, she's not feeling that he's in character. And she's like, could you please stop doing this? And he keeps on doing it. And so he's being a huge dick. And she's like, okay, do you want to do pants or shirt off, please? And he's like, this is your project. You just shot. She's like, I need you to stop being critical of me. It's really hard to function as it should. It's a competition and I don't lose.
So he's telling us, you know, Nia's got a lot going on, but I'm pretty frustrated. You know, I feel like I'm not getting the attention that everyone else is getting. You know, I feel like not enough thought was going into it. And the only reason we flew Lena out here was to watch the baby so I could have fun. And now here I am, not even going to do good in a contest. So see, he's not kidding. He's like, yeah. No, this is a competition. She's paying attention to the fucking baby instead of me. And everybody else is getting ready and I don't get to get ready. Ugh. There was one point where they showed, I think it's before all of this happened, but they were getting up in the morning and Danny's working out and it was just so Danny. It's like him on like an elliptical or something or a run, whatever, some machine, and just staring at himself in the mirror, like in the eyes, like sucking in his cheeks, just like focused just like solely on his like alleged hotness. It's just, gross.
Yeah. So Nia's like, I'm trying to get you ready. Take your clothes off. He's like, what is this? It's a sparkly dress. He goes, it's not even form fitting. Sir, this is not a real pageant. Okay. Oh my God. This is going to be 10 minutes in a goofy dress. Okay. And she goes, do you want a full face of makeup? Well, why are you asking me for? Because you're the one who's complaining that you're not getting attention. So she's trying to give you attention right now.
We're partners, Daniel. It's like, there's no partners in this. It's win or lose. She's like, you're killing me, Daniel. Jeez. Okay, I'm going to cover up your facial hair. Stop, dude. What are you doing to me, dude? I look like a clown. You don't have to rub so hard.
Because she's put that, like, what is it, banana something that, like, turns up. The priv face. She's giving him priv face, and he does not like it whatsoever. So he's, like, wiping it off. He's all angry. And Nia's like, Daniel and I have not been on the same page like I want to be. And especially when we kind of like have a little escape pretty much this whole weekend, it's like at this point, my feelings are getting hurt and I just don't know what to do.
So we see Lala has been standing there watching this whole thing and he's like, God, just know my skin tone. Jeez. Lala's like, so how's it going?
Stop being mean to me, honey. We're here to win. Well, tell me I'm doing great and you're proud of me. No. I mean, are you ready for the wig? You know, you have to hold the front and I'll do the back. And he's like, oh, what? You're going to do my hair? She says, no, this is the hairstyle. Well, get it situated then. Get it done. God, this, what is wrong with him? It just gets it gets worse and worse and he gets meaner and meaner. And she's like, you know, you're competitive. It's a lot. He's like, get it done. And she's like, I'll walk away. And he goes, give it a trim. Give it a trim. And she's like, stop raising your voice. He goes, you're Miss USA. You better make my hair like a pageant girl. And Lala's like, yeah, I have to be honest. It's making me feel very uncomfortable. It's the way that you're talking to her. Okay. It's making me very triggered. He goes, triggered? Why are you triggered?
So she says, because the way you're speaking to her, and it's like not kind. I don't like it. It's supposed to be fun. And Nina's like, yeah, it's supposed to be fun. He goes, well, that's what we're doing. And Lala's like, that's not what I'm hearing. It doesn't sound like fun. It sounds aggressive and disrespectful, and I don't like it. He goes, well, thank you, Lala. She goes, well, I'm sorry, Nia, if I'm overstepping. So I was like, I really like that Lala went in there and like had Nia's back and also said what Nia should have been saying, which was not even that what Nia should have been saying, but I think what Nia probably wanted to say but felt like she couldn't, which was like, shut the fuck up, Danny.
Yeah, Nia's like, well, I'm having two thoughts if Lala comes in. You know, one is this ain't your business. Like, truly, like, bye. What are you doing here? Okay, well, then don't expose us all to your shitty marriage, Nia. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing you're doing on TV where you're trying to have podcasts to explain why your husband's such a piece of shit. Well, he's a piece of shit. If you don't want your husband to be a piece of shit, you shouldn't be on TV with him. And that's not to say, like, this is Nia's fault in any way, but... like, you're in a shit situation and people are going to say things about it, you know, because this is gross.
This is terrible, and nobody should be treated like that. And she's like, and then the second thing is like, bye, what are you doing here? But like, also, well, thank God someone else sees it, because I'm like, am I losing my mind here? No, we see it.
Yeah. It's bad. Lala says, I've heard about the dark side of Danny, and this is the first time I'm actually seeing it and hearing it, and it's extremely uncomfortable. So then Danny turns to Nia and goes, don't let her talk to me like that. Oh, Nia's like, well, then
you got to go cry to your mommy now, Danny. Isn't that funny how quickly you needed her the second you got anything from anybody else? You're like, oh, no, I need my mommy.
Yeah. Don't let her talk to me like that. And then Nia's like, then you don't talk to me how you're talking to me, sir. And he's like, I will. She's like, no, you won't. Yes, I will. And Nia's like, well, then I'll let her talk to you how she wants to. He goes, oh, really? She's like, yeah, because she was saying exactly what I was saying and you weren't listening to me. So maybe you'll listen to it from someone else.
And so Lala's talking to Jesse and she's like, he was yelling at her. Did you hear that? And he's like, yeah, I heard it. I don't want to get into another thing. Oh, God. It's another male, another guy doing a great job on this show. And she's like, well, that's what makes me nervous. You know, like I haven't heard it before. And I think that's why I started crying. And he's like, yeah, because you'd never seen it or you're used to it. And she's like, no, I hadn't seen it. And I was like, is he in character? Is he actually being a dick? But then I was around the corner and he was like, do my fucking wig. And something about a wig. And she's like, Daniel, stop. And that's when I was like, knock it off, you know. And then he started to laugh at me when I told him to stop.
So Jesse says, well, I heard the way Danny was speaking to Nia and it was definitely ordering her around and he was definitely being aggressive and he definitely drank. And I said, are we going to the dark side? So I said, you know what? I'm going to intervene here and I'm going to put him in his place. Just kidding. I only do that to women. Anyway, just let him do his thing. It was fun.
Yeah. For someone who's been, you know, apparently talking about how they were thrown through a window during a fight, you really don't seem to care about anybody else getting completely fucking obliterated over here while you can sit there and listen to it. Gross. So Danny's like, oh, I'm mistriggered right now. That's what I should be in this contest. Mistriggered. Yeah. And Lala's like, oh, wow. What? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to be mistriggered. She goes, yeah. And she tells us, I've never had a man mock me when I say I'm triggered. Like, he has no idea why speaking to me that way would trigger me. And it's so disrespectful and misogynistic and tells me everything I need to know about this person. So Danny's like, she's triggered. She's like, okay, Daniel, fucking knock it off. I do not fucking fuck with you right now.
Whoa, what are you talking about? She's like, you're not going to come in and be passive aggressive because what happens is you're passive aggressive. I'm just aggressive. So don't do that shit to me. And he's like, well, you did it to me. She's like, well, you were being aggressive and disrespectful to your wife. So I shut it down. Oh, so you're in my marriage now? Like, this is what I hate. When people who are in bad relationships do it in public in front of everyone, and then everyone has a right to say something because it's in their space. And they're like, oh, stay out of our relationship. Well, then stay out of my fun space.
Yeah, stay out of the food court. So yeah. Lala's like, well, knock it off. I don't need to be in your marriage to see what's right in front of me. I got a brain and two fucking eyes and ears. Jesus, you got the wrong bitch. He says, don't talk to me like that. Oh, yeah, good luck. Don't talk to me like that. And she's like, you're talking to me like that. He goes, no, I didn't. She goes, yes, you did, Miss Triggered. I'm Miss Triggered. You're calling me? Don't do that. Don't do that. He's like, because you came in on my business. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, I'd hate to see how you talk to her behind closed doors. This is how you do it. And it just ends with him dumbfounded in that stupid wig with his little butt
pinched
face. Oh, a little like shithead. Good for her.
He was really just, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't, honestly, I don't think he could believe that a woman would speak to him that way. You know, he's had Janet, you know, be like an opponent, but Janet never got into his face in that same way. Like Lala does it in a way like, you are not fucking with me. There's just a different way when someone has that energy of like, you are not going to fuck with me and you better shut up. There's a different energy behind that versus someone who's like, I think that what you're doing is not right. And he was gobsmacked and it was great and it was deserved. And I think Lala did the exact right thing. I thought she was wonderful in this moment.
Yeah, me too. Good for her. Yeah. And last year, you know, when he was doing the stuff with Janet, he still had his mask on. You know, he was very much like, what? I did something offensive. I don't even remember it. I'm so sorry. Let me have 5 apology scenes to talk about how sorry I am about. You know, he didn't really drop that mask like he is right now. I mean, right now, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God, what a pig.
Yeah, it's all come out.
I mean, really, the only decent ones right now out of the men are Zach and Jason. Everyone else, yeah, like, are total garbage, total trash fires today.
Yeah, they really are.
Yikes.
Well, it was, I actually really enjoyed the episode. And we'll see how this all resolves next week on The Valley. And until then, thanks for listening.
I was personally traumatized, but I'm glad you enjoyed.
Yes, I could
fuck
tell.
Fuck this.
Thanks everyone for being here, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She Answered the Call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Our Way is the Amber Way.
It's The Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put Your Hands Together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the Right Foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We Never Miss Her Call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big Yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll Never Hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's Share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, What, Why, Where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
We Got Our Wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a Kebab with K. Rob.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's Get Savage with Laura Wildman.
In the Study with a Candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger That, it's Marlis Rogers.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the Lady of the House, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's Our Princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tam LaPlaine.
Strike a Pose, it's Tori Rose.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.